Well, I reckon they're probably the most informed team of all in the Rugby League World Cup. It's going to be a cracking game this weekend. They've already had wins over Samoa and Scotland. So let's get to Ben Gardner, the assistant coach of the Kiwis, and have a good chat. G'day, Ben.
Morning, fellas. How you going?
It's been good, hasn't it? You must be the team must be very, very happy with the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, mate, they've been very happy with their performances. We had a fairly tough game there first up against Samoa a couple of weeks ago, and you know, we had a good crowd out there to watch that one. And you know, last week we came up against Scotland and the same thing, we had a great crowd with plenty of people out supporting us, and we've had two pretty good performances, not perfect performances, but performances that we're happy with in terms of we're getting better as we go. But as you know, the big ones on this weekend are against the other team that hasn't lost any games in our pool, so exciting times.
Yeah, and I reckon always New Zealand, you build in all these events.
Yeah,
and but good to get a tough one to start with, Ben, and then you can move from there.
I definitely like it. I think that it's, you know, time for the boys to have this real challenge that's coming forward this weekend. I think that, you know, although the games that we've had so far have got us moving and shaking, so to say, and allowed us to sort of, you know, get our footy together and, you know, attacking footy and some of our defensive footy, I think that our biggest challenge this week is going to be with our D. You know, defensively, we're going to have to be strong. We're going to have to hold the ball and all those sorts of, you know, old cliches as well. But I think that our defence is going to be challenged this weekend, that's for sure.
Ben, really want to ask you about what's going to happen before the game. Obviously, you guys have got the haka. Tonga's going to have their war dance. Last weekend, yeah, we saw Tonga and Samoa do their war dances together, and then, of course, the hug and the prayer. What's the protocol before this game?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, though. I'm not 100% sure, but you know, I know Tonga do their sipitau, which is their war dance, and we do the haka. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there, because I think there was a little bit of organisation around that one last week. I'm not sure whether you fellas knew, but there was, you know, a little bit of dramas up in Auckland between Tonga and Samoa before it went into the game. Not on the field, but, you know, yep, just in the community. So I think that they orchestrated that really well to keep things at peace.
Yeah.
And then when they jumped into the game, you know, there was fireworks on the field, but none off the field. So I think that was really well done by the organisers to make sure that that happened. But you know what? You know, who knows what will happen this week? There'll definitely be some fireworks on the field. So
yeah,
let's hope that we can wait for that excitement. Eh?
Yeah, it was my understanding that whoever, if you didn't go first, it was a sign of weakness. So they made an agreement to do it together. But I don't know whether the haka and the war dance sort of go together. That's the thing. So I guess
they're a little bit different.
Yeah, other people work that out. Who's going to smash Jason Tamalolo for turning his back on New Zealand?
I haven't really thought about that one. You know, like it's a funny question. It's a funny question, but no, we really haven't put too much thought into that people individually yet. We're still focusing on our preparation at the moment. We had a few things from last week defensively that we needed to look at, and you know, you look at the game and sort of go, "Oh, yeah, we had 6 points scored against us," but yeah, we need to make sure that coming into this game, we've got, you know, all our I's dotted and all our T's crossed. So we're looking after ourselves. Pretty much Tuesday, we had a session focused on some of the things we could have done better come this weekend from last weekend. And then today, we start preparing for Tonga and how they're going to play and what we expect to see from them. So about to jump into that in about half an hour. So yeah, half an hour early, fellas, to answer that one.
All right.
Yeah, old bummer.
Yeah, well, it won't be me.
No, it won't be me either.
It was an interesting roll into the World Cup, though, wasn't it, with Tongan situation. And David Kidwell, look, he's saying that he's willing to talk about it.
Yeah.
So has he had a meeting yet with those guys that chose Tonga over New Zealand?
No, he hasn't. I think that some of the stuff that was in the press there was sort of talking about after the game. So
right.
I think that it, you know, once the game's over, he'll jump out on the field and have an informal chat with those guys around the game and how they went and all of that sort of stuff. And then moving forward, you know, into further test matches in the future, maybe there's further discussion there. But, you know, nothing formal at the moment where he's sort of gone and met the guys or anything like that. It's, at the moment, it's all focused on the Kiwis and making sure that the Kiwis are ready to rock and roll come Saturday night.
Yeah, and Ben, without giving up strategy, mate, and what you're looking to do, what are the areas you'd like to see come together better?
We think that defensively on our goal line, we need to be strong there. We know that their footy is very strong in their attacking end. So we've looked fairly closely at, you know, our goal line defence. And, you know, we had the one try scored against us there last week, but we had to defend our line two or three times and we just found some deficiencies in our game there. So, you know, looking closely at that because obviously their strength and something we need to work on. They obviously tie in together nicely there, so we need to be really good there. And then the obvious one is they've got a big forward pack, they've got big outside back, so you can expect them to challenge us through the middle, which I think that they'll do. So, you know, we need to be on our middle forwards, need to have their best game of the tournament. You know, and some of our middle forwards are going really well. You know, Marty Tapau and Adam Blair are playing some of the best footy that I've seen them play, you know, even at the back end of the year there with their clubs. So I think that, you know, if those guys turn up and they turn up with the right frame of mind, that, you know, we need to be physical but at the same time smart. And, you know, that's part of the Kiwi footy style, being tough but smart. I think we turn up like that, you know, we'll give them a good challenge through the middle as well.
And Ben, final one from me. What's your intel? We saw that crowd last weekend at Waikato Stadium. It was just phenomenal, Tonga v Samoa and their passion. I'm wondering, what balance do you think the crowd will be Kiwis and what balance do you think the crowd, you know, will be Samoa, Tonga going there on the weekend?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because I actually went out to the ground yesterday morning about this time for a coaches conference, and we went out and met some local coaches and had a chat to them about, you know, coaching and the Kiwi way, as we've been saying. And I sort of asked them that question. I said, oh, what were your thoughts around the crowd on the weekend? And they said, oh, it was just amazing. You know, it was such a spectacle and there were so many red and blue jerseys there. And I sort of said to them, you know, what do you think will happen this weekend? And they said they thought it would be very similar. Dave's called to arms the Kiwi people to put their black jersey on and get out and represent us. So, you know, fingers crossed we get out there and we've got a lot of black jerseys and a lot of red jerseys. But most importantly for rugby league, let's hope that we've got a big crowd there because the field is amazing, fellas. Like, you know, I had a look at the stadium last week at Christchurch and that was a nice stadium. But this particular stadium at Hamilton, it's got standing area at the end. It's got, you know, great seating on the side. So if they get a good crowd in there, everyone's going to be close to the field and it's going to be a fantastic atmosphere. So fingers crossed we get those black and red jerseys and, you know, let's see where we go from there.
Oh, I'm sure you will, mate. We're loving it all. We thank you for your time, Ben.
My pleasure. Thanks again. Appreciate your time, guys.
Yeah, all the best. Ben Gardner there coming out of New Zealand and he's one of the assistant coaches. So thank you for your time.